I bring my heart without condition. No more hiding, no disguise. Every fear and every question I lay before your eyes. You have seen my silent battles. You have known my hidden tears. Still you call me close and whisper, there is nothing you should fear. So I let the noise fall silent as your presence fills the room. Here at your feet I find my peace. All of my striving finally released. Here at your feet I choose to stay. There's no higher place than where you are. You don't measure my devotion by the songs that I can sing. You desire a heart surrendered more than any offering. So I give you every heartbeat, every breath that you have given. Let my life become a worship, holy and forgiven. Nothing else could ever say.
Good morning, and welcome to another inspiring moment on the Winning Everyday podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Wherever you are listening from today, I want you to know this. God has a word for you, and that word carries power. Today, we are talking about the topic, power in His Word. Our Bible text is from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, which says, "For the Word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword." In 1738, a man named John Wesley was going through a deeply unsettled period in his spiritual life. He had preached, served God, and traveled as a minister, yet he struggled with an assurance that his own heart was searching for. On the evening of May 24, 1738, Wesley reluctantly went to a small Christian gathering on Aldersgate Street in London. Someone was reading from Martin Luther's preface to the Epistle to the Romans, explaining the change God brings in a person's heart through faith in Christ. As Wesley listened, something happened within him. He received a warmth within his heart that led him to give his life to Christ. He later recorded in his journal that he felt his heart strangely warmed and that he came to trust Christ for salvation with a new assurance. That moment changed his life. The word entered him and he became a new man. John Wesley later went on to become one of the greatest evangelists with over 40,000 sermons preached across Great Britain and Ireland. He set up many band meetings, wrote numerous hymns, tracts, and published many Christian books. Think about that. There was no spectacular performance, no elaborate ceremony. Someone simply read words about Christ and faith, and those words reached deeply into Wesley's heart. That is the power of God's Word. The Word does not merely inform you, it can transform you. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 32, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Maybe today you are facing a situation that has made you afraid. Perhaps you have heard negative reports about your future. Maybe you have been battling discouragement, uncertainty, financial pressure, disappointment, or a situation you don't know how to solve. I don't know what you are passing through today, but I want to remind you, your circumstances may be speaking, but they do not have the final word. God's word does. When God says, "I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee," in Hebrews 13 verse 5, you can stand on it. When Philippians 4 verse 19 says, "My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus," you can hold on to that promise. Faith grows when we hear God's word, because Romans 10 verse 17 tells us, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." So don't allow the loudest voice around you to become the strongest voice within you. Get into the word. Read it slowly. Pray it. Meditate on it. Speak it. Let it correct you when necessary, encourage you when you're discouraged, and remind you of God's promises when your feelings begin to speak against your faith. The Word of God is powerful because the God who spoke it is faithful. And today, I declare over your life, every word God has spoken concerning you will accomplish its purpose in Jesus' name. May the Word of God bring light where there has been confusion. May it bring strength where you have felt weak. May it bring peace where anxiety has been troubling your heart. May it renew your hope, strengthen your faith, and give you wisdom for the decisions. May you receive clarity concerning your next step, and may every voice that contradicts God's purpose for your life lose its influence over you in Jesus' name. Your faith will not die in this season. You will rise again. You will move forward. You will see the faithfulness of God in your life. In Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Now take a moment to reflect. What has been speaking louder to you lately? The circumstances around you or the Word of God? And here is your action step for today. Find one Bible promise that speaks directly to what you are currently facing. Write it down. Read it several times today. Pray over it. And before the day ends, speak that word over your situation in faith. Don't just carry the Bible in your hand. Carry its truth in your heart. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day together. Wherever you are, say this with faith. I believe the word of God. His word is alive and powerful in me. I will not be ruled by fear, doubt, or circumstances. I choose to believe what God has said. His word gives me wisdom, strength, peace, and direction. I walk in faith today, and I will see the goodness of God in my life. I am winning every day because I trust in God's unfailing word. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Father, we appreciate you for everyone listening today. Thank you for your word that gives us life, hope, and direction. As your children go into this day, let your word guide their thoughts, decisions, and actions. Strengthen everyone who is discouraged. Give wisdom to those who need direction. Provide for those who are in need, and fill every heart with your peace. Let your promises become realities in the lives of your people. We give all glory to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on Winning Everyday Podcast. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs to be reminded of the power of God's word today. Until next time, keep believing, keep standing on God's word, and keep winning every day. God bless you.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.